events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are gonna serve
and work and turn
and honey.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
These words are ringing. Do you wanna know? Do you wanna know what's all?
Hello and welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, A Week in Review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. I hope you've been having a fantastic day, hope you're having a fantastic week, and of course, I hope you had a happy Halloween. Side note, there's like something caught in my throat that likes to make itself known every now and again, so my apologies if my voice sounds a little bit more rugged at points. We're just going to power through because it's sticking there for today. So just a side note. But yeah, I was going to say, tell me what you were for Halloween, because I would like to know what everyone was for Halloween. But I realize now that there is no two-way communication via my radio show. So you're just going to have to, like, think really hard and try to send it to me via, like, mind power. Myself, though, I was Ryuk from Death Note, as well as L from Death Note. If you know what anime is, you probably know what Death Note is. If you don't know what anime is, you probably have no idea what Death Note is. That is okay. I'm not going to explain further than I was Ryuk and L, and if you know, then you know who I was. I dressed actually as L at Chuck's Roadhouse for Jay's Game 7. Hurts to think about still. Even as a bandwagon fan, I am going to admit, like, I was not watching baseball before October, so still really hurt, though. It was really interesting being L, watching that, like wearing a wig there. I don't know. It was I was a little bit self-conscious at first, but thankfully there were some other people who were dressed up, specifically other people who were also wearing wigs, who were actually sat at the tables like right next to us. So that made me feel a little bit better about what I was dressed as. It was kind of like an anxiety exercise almost, where it's like, I'm gonna go outside and be dressed like as stupid as possible and like Chuck's Roadhouse at like a 6 p.m. and like, sure, it is Halloween, so like people understand, but like, to me, that's it's an exercise in like, free will isn't the right word, but you know what I mean, like not caring, I guess, and just doing what you want to do. And I think it was pretty worthwhile. So if you're ever feeling like dressing up crazy to go to a random restaurant, then do it. I've rambled away almost this entire intro section without even talking about what we're doing today. Welcome again. As you know, this show is based around Queen's Album Club. But Queen's Album Club is actually taking a 1 week hiatus. We're just taking a pause and getting things in the work and getting things planned for the future. So this week, I just compiled a bunch of new music. A lot of it was new to me. I went out and dug through a bunch of stuff and searched for some good stuff that I thought was enjoyable and that I was really vibing with. So that first song you heard was Actress by Maggie Lennon. And coming up next, we have I Am a Diamond by Kira, Afterglow by Wayfinder, and See I Get It by Maggie Merlin. So I hope you enjoy those tracks coming up.
The Kingston Potters Guild is holding their annual holiday sale in the Tet Center Malting Tower on November 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Over 20 local potters will be in attendance. Visit us on Thursday from 5 till 9, Friday 10 till 7, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday 10 till 3. Come out and support one of the oldest pottery guilds in the province of Ontario, serving the Kingston community since 1967.
Just wait. Treated, all mistreated, and it
Welcome back from the music. I hope you were, of course, enjoying what you were hearing. And if you're just tuning in now, then welcome. You're listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And those songs that just played a little bit ago, once again, they were I Am a Diamond by Kira. Side note, again, I think this is funny because I didn't realize this when I was introducing the song originally, but Kira is actually the name that the public gives Light in Death Note because they don't know that he is the holder of the Death Note. I'm realizing I'm talking like actual gibberish to people who don't know the show. So I'm gonna just stop because I don't have time to do a whole like Death Note introduction session right now. But her name is spelled differently than Death Note Kira. She spells it K-Y-R-A. And again, that song was I Am a Diamond. After that, we had Afterglow by Wayfinder. And then after that, we had See, I Get It by Maggie Merlin. And that song title is all in one word, no spaces, with an exclamation point after C. And kind of exposing myself here, but I found that song, See, I Get It by Maggie Merlin, actually on TikTok. Which, not from like a trend or anything, but it was the artist herself posting her songs, which I can't even imagine how stir crazy that must make a person to have to constantly do that to try and get discovered. I know it would drive me crazy, but hey, it worked, and it seems to be working out well for her because she did just put out another single. I think it was in October, if I'm remembering correctly. It might have been September, but it was a cover of Idol's Pop Pop Pop, and it was really good. It was really good, but I thought See, I Get It fit better with today's overall vibe, so I went with that one on today's show. Today has been an interesting recording experience in the studio for sure. I normally come in quite late to record my episodes. I think I mentioned this last time or last week, last episode, you know, but this week I'm in bright and early, like not even like 2, 3, 5, it's like I'm in at 11, which it sounds really bad to say, but that's like not early. It's not the earliest thing ever, but to have my brain like functioning enough to be able to like speak into a microphone and like say things, it's a little bit early, especially considering I have like this month is just the trenches regarding school and stuff. So we're hanging on. Not to mention, it's not horrible weather. Today's quite nice weather. It was raining yesterday. I need to be nice. It's quite nice today. It's sunny. Wednesday, I think, whenever this airs, is not going to be nice, but recording this, today's a nice day. But it's in that awkward area where it's like, if it's sunny out, it's like cold in the morning, but then kind of warm enough in the afternoon where it's like if you're wearing a sweater, you don't need a jacket, and if you have a jacket on, you're gonna sweat. But then by like 4, 5, 6, it's like if you don't have a jacket on, like the wind's gonna blow through you and you're gonna be freezing. So I was melting when I got into the studio today, like had to like rip off like several layers of what I was wearing just to like breathe. But it's not super cold too yet, so like I shouldn't be complaining, and I'm gonna nip my complaining in the bud and introduce you guys to the next couple of songs that you'll be hearing. Up first, we have San James with Bon Chance. After that, we have OK Lou with Dance 2. And then after that, we have Where We Are Now by After. So I hope you listen in and enjoy.
CFRC 101.9 FM's funding drive is now underway. Join us this fall for great events, including our drag bingo fundraiser with local drag legend Tiffany Morgan at the Grad Club on November 18th. Come for a hilarious night of fun with friends and compete for glory and great prizes from CFRC and local sponsors. Only $5 to $10, pay what you can to get in. $5 tickets are now available via CFRC.ca, and they'll be available at the door. The action starts at 7 o'clock on November 18th. See you there.
Keep talking, try to save the world.
Once again, welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what I had prepared for you. And if you're just tuning in now, then welcome. You are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And those songs, once again, that you just heard, I'll go over them again in case you missed them the first time. Up first, we had Bon Chance by San James. After that, we had Dance 2 by OK Lou. And last, we had Where We Are Now by After. I keep wanting to read that as Where Are We Now? But no, Where We Are Now. Great song. San James, that song, Bon Chance. I have horrible French pronunciation, like, I'm so sorry to any previous French artist that I have had to say the name or, like, song name of, and in the future, any French artist that I have to say the name or song name of. I just apologize across the board for any person, to be honest. Even if your name is in English, like, the chances that I pronounce it correctly are quite slim. But that song, Bon Chance, actually comes from San James's newest album, Bon Chance, so of the same name, that was just released this past Friday. So that was, of course, on Halloween. So definitely go and check it out. I've played some San James on the radio before. Don't think I played it on this specific radio show, but I do enjoy their music, and I hope you do too. And more in, like, the cultural mainstream with OK Lou and After, but I want to focus on OK Lou. That song, Dance 2, is so fire. So fire. I'm sorry. I'm talking like an idiot right now, but yeah. I'm really happy she released that song because I really like it. So thank you, OK Lou, for Choke Enough Deluxe, which also just recently came out. That came out this past Thursday, so that was October 30th. Yeah, and she has a new song with FK Twigs. I don't know if I put that one on the radio. I know I was debating it. I don't think I ended up doing that, though. But if you liked that song, then definitely check out more of her stuff. I would say it's not super similar to a lot of her other stuff on Choke Enough. It's a little bit similar. It's a little bit more clubby, dancey than most of her stuff, but still in the same vein. And yeah, where We Are Now with After, I really like it. That one's also a new release, if I am not mistaken. And that came out October 17th, and that was their second EP, After EP number 2. And we're already getting into the next couple of songs. So after a quick ad, we will have Love Like a Rolling Pin by Gia. After that, we have Daisy Cutter by Auri. That's O-U-R-I. Great name to be pronouncing right after I said I can't pronounce names. And then up after that, we have Paint Me a Picture by Magdalena Bay. So I hope you enjoy those songs.
Vibes? You know about vibes? The mood.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood with me.
I'm radio.
C-F-I-C.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
I can't swim.
Tell me, every time you need me, you just have to call. Say, baby, you need. Baby, every time you call, you know I'll be gone before you drop the phone. Tell me, every time you need me, you just have to call. Say, baby, I need. Baby, every time you call, you know I'll be gone before you drop the phone.
Thank you.
for the last time on today's episode. Welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing. And if you're just tuning in now, then welcome. You are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And we do only have a few short minutes left of today's show, but I hope you stick around because we do have just a little bit more music coming up for you shortly. But before we get to that song, I'm going to go over those songs that you just heard in case you might have missed their names, titles, artists, you know. Up first, we had Love Like a Rolling Pin by Gia. After that, we had Daisy Cutter by Auri. And then last but not least, we had Paint Me a Picture by Magdalena Bay. And that last song, Paint Me a Picture, it's not the newest song. I know they just had newer releases, but Paint Me a Picture has been stuck in my head since it released on October 17th. So still not even like that long ago, but they did release more stuff on Halloween. Yeah, I'm actually very shocked about how many singles they're putting out. Like, they've put out two singles, I want to say, every week or two now. I guess the first two singles came out in September, so I guess they're just ramping it up. But I don't know, they just released a project last year. Of course, Imaginal Disc, if you are interested in music, you know. Wait, no, that was 2024. I guess that was still last year. It's 2025. I'm getting my years mixed up. Like I said, been a very interesting recording session. My meal this morning is a smoothie. We're not allowed drinks in the studio, so I haven't been able to have my breakfast yet. I've had about two sips. So I'm really excited to have that. And the headphones here nearly made me deaf. I don't know what's wrong with them. I'm not technologically apt enough to figure out what's wrong with them, but it's some sort of interference. And so when I went to put them on my ears, they released the loudest, super high-pitched noise straight into both of my eardrums. I did in fact have to sit in silence for a few minutes after that, and I am in fact very glad that I can still hear. So we've been doing this recording, no headphones, straight into the mic, so hopefully everything has been good. And we only have just a few seconds before that last song plays, and that is Sophie Estelle with Solitaire, and I hope you enjoy her as much as I do. Have a great rest of your day.
A kiss. short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf.
Doing crafts.
Hey, my friends.